In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, there he is, the Baptist. At the beginning, or at least toward the beginning, of each and every one of the Gospels. There he is, the Baptist, at the beginning of each and every Advent, at the beginning of each and every new church year. To what end? Whether the days be those of Jesus, or those of the apostle and evangelist, or those of the present day people of God. There he is, the Baptist, summoning the people of God to renewal, to readiness, to the necessary reception of the Lord of us all. Repent, declares he, like Elijah before him, of course, whose characterizing garment was of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Repent, declares he, for heaven's reign is nigh, meaning heaven's reign even now has come. For the Baptist is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. The Baptist is he who himself understood himself to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness, as when a repentant Israel previously returned from its Babylonian exile. The Baptist is he who therefore said to all who would hear, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight." So out they went once more. Jerusalem and all of Judea and all of the regions surrounding the Jordan, out they went. They proceeded to go out to him for renewed readiness to receive. Happens not apart from such things. From penitent alignment with the promise of the past, in blessed anticipation of he who is to come. So out they went to the wilderness again, and confessing their sins, they passed through the waters again, as they went out to be baptized by John in the Jordan. For of such was their expectation. Of such is even now our expectation. As even now the present day people of God, in celebration of the blessed fulfillment of the hope that was theirs in the present day experience of the self-same wilderness that is this world, we too make ourselves ready for our own present day reception of the things of our God as we in like fashion await with great expectation the things of the not yet. In the wilderness again were they, readying themselves again were they, passing through the waters again were they, in anticipation of that which God had promised would come with the coming of a greater exodus, a new and far greater return from exile. Repent, declares John. Prepare, declares John. Make straight, declares John. As the people of God in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah returned through the desert from their Babylonian exile, so now must Israel meet John in the desert to become once more a people renewed, a people ready to receive. Sadly, not all had interest. Not all who came in response to the Baptist did so for the right reasons. So when John saw that many of the Pharisees and Sadducees were coming to him for his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warns you to flee from the wrath that is to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, or do not come. Do not presume to continue to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as father.' We've been around, we've been at this for a long time. For I tell you, God is able to make from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is being laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear the right kind of fruit will be cut down and cast into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for the sake of repentance," adds he, "for the sake of renewed readiness to receive. But the one who's coming after me is stronger, is preeminently greater than I," says he, "whose sandals I am not worthy to carry." He's not even worthy to be a servant of this Jesus, a slave. "He," declares John, "the greater one, will baptize you. What you will receive from him is either the Holy Spirit, the later and greater, eschatologically full and final Spirit, or, as the only other alternative, theirs will be, if it is not to be a baptism of the Holy Spirit, theirs will be a baptism with fire. So respond with care," suggests John, "with discernment. The one who's coming, his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his storehouse. But the chaff he will burn with a baptism that is of unquenchable fire." Renewed readiness to receive. Why Advent? Why one after another penitential season of self-critical reflection? Why daily contrition and repentance? Why? Heaven's reign is nigh. Therefore, renewed readiness to receive is as urgent a thing now as ever. Blessed is he. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord as the babe born to the virgin, the King, the Lord of us all. Who has come, who comes even now to be with us this very day in this very place, who most certainly will come again, and finally, that heaven's reign might extend to all things, finally, all things, in every way, without remainder of any kind. His coming is certain. His day draws near. Let all God's people therefore say, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus." The grace of the Lord Jesus be with us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.